too long. So let's see. Let's back up to the top there. And Whiskey Zero, Alpha Delta Tango, I believe you're the first in. So take it away. What you got going on this Wednesday morning?
Roger, good morning, and greeting from the mountains of Southern Colorado. I'm in my cabin at 8,500 feet. I spent the past couple of days opening it up for the season, cleaning up, and getting it ready for a company to come in. Whiskey Zero Alpha Delta Tango is my new call sign. I got it a couple of days ago. My old call sign, which may be in your records, is Kilo Gold 5 Sugar Oscar Romeo, KQ5SOR. And what I wasn't expecting was the daunting task of changing all my radios and hotspots and everything to reflect the new call.
Node 4733390 connected.
So, and that with all the other accounts that I have, that, as the old call sign, it's just a lot more than I was realizing. But it'll be worth it in the end. And that's everything I have to add. 60 degrees up here, and it's blowing about 30 miles an hour, which is pretty normal for this time of year. So with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. Thank you very much. Whiskey Zero Alpha Delta Tango. Gain Delta Alpha November Echo.
Hey, great to hear from you on this.
Node 4733390 connected to node 47338.
7-Eleven, Moo Law. It's not U Law, folks. It's Moo Law codec, which sounds this good. This is how good it sounds. You're not limited to one kind of codec, which is one of the advantages of Alstar Link. And I think the most popular is the G. I think it's called G.711 Moolah codec. Anyway, but I've got I can operate RF anytime I want to.
KX2CW.
Now that was me on RF. I wonder if they sound different, though they both sound good. I know. You know, the mountain. We have one of those sky conditions that is locally known as overcast, and I can see so it's the rip torn kind of clouds moving right along, kind of pacing right along, with the bottoms looking pretty frayed and ripped. It's that kind of overcast to the east.
Node 4733390 connected to node 4733338.
That I've been leaving out, but you know, I took my avocado plants down to the patio, and some neighbors were going to take care of them, but they.
Node 4733390 connected to node 4733338.
Audio level is normal.
Node 4733390 connected to node 47338.
Remote already in this mode.
Node 4733 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8 node 5 5 5 5 3 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8 node 2 4 6 2 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8
But yeah, Andy and I stopped. We're gonna get a coffee at Valhalla here in Tacoma on 6th and Madison. I'm looking forward to it. Don't know what's in store for the day, but it's going to be a lot of Leo, that's for sure, as usual. But yeah, the first, treating myself to a nice coffee at Valhalla, which is my favorite coffee shop in Tacoma. But yeah, everyone have a wonderful day. 33. Back at you, Joan and Kenna, and yeah, everyone have a wonderful day. Thanks again, Dave, and I'll see you tonight on the Zumba queue. 73 is in all the numbers, KK7IJZ.
Hey, Rebecca, great to hear from you this morning, of course. And yeah, switches to the Andy there, and we will catch you this evening and say hi to Leo for us, of course. So there you go. All right, W0XO, Jonathan, what you got going on? Come ahead, please.
Hey, howdy. Whiskey Zero, X-Ray Oscar, Jonathan in Maple Leaf. And I'm here with my oldest son and my station manager, Gus. There's a raised eyebrow involved because I was supposed to be driving him to school about almost an hour ago, so we're a little bit late, but... you have to decide how much to let a person go their own way or how much to intervene. So we're trying to figure out the balance between those two things. But anyway, there's third-party traffic that's much beloved. Anyway, hey, KB0LOK, my mother in Iowa, just got out of the hospital. She lost the tip of couple toes, but everything's going to be okay. We were kind of concerned about her for a while. And she's doesn't get on the air very much, but she's still up and around. Let's put it that way. It's going to be a great day. I like these overcast, sprinkly days, especially like when I can start out hearing Rebecca and Joan and some of my favorite people in the whole world on the PSRG repeater. This is Jonathan, W0XO in Maple Leaf. And as the legendary Marty DeBurgi would say, enough of my yakking, let's boogie. W0XO Jonathan, back to Matt.
Hey, Jonathan, great to hear from you this morning, and sorry to hear about the tips of the toes. Man, ouch. That's not a good thing. Man, I'll tell you. But, hey, great to have you stop by and say hi, and, hey, we will look forward to catching you later. 73's there. All right. Hey, we're going to fly on down to Florida and see what Rich is up to. K3, Oscar, Echo. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. What's going on here? Well,
good morning there, Dave, and everybody up there. Kim, I'm sorry that I was with you, but I have to keep my doubles moniker going here, so anyway, yeah, it's cold here at the lake this morning. It's 49 degrees, which for this time of the year is probably about average for overnight, but it's just seems cold because it rained all night, so it's, you know, it's that damp, wet cold. I got up this morning and turned the computer on and nothing happened, and I'm staring at this blank screen, moving the mouse around, and it wouldn't wake up. And I don't know what's going on, so I had to, because I've got all the external monitor and keyboard and everything from my laptop, so I had to open up the laptop And then all of a sudden everything came to life, but the mouse wouldn't work. And then for a while the keyboard wouldn't work, and that's really weird. So I got out my little portable mouse, and some of this stuff is really old. I mean, my mouse and keyboard are still wired into the computer. The keyboard is that old, but I love the keyboard. I don't want to get rid of it. So anyway, I don't know, but finally I got everything back in and was able to connect to the PSRG, and here I am. But anyway, Jane has her quilting group today, and getting ready to leave tomorrow for, I'm all packed finally for going to Atlanta for a week. So that's what's going on here. We'll see you on the Zumba Q tonight, and everybody have a good day. So 7-3's all. And back to you there, Dave. And take care. This is Jim and Jane at Deer Lake, K7, PDZ.
Hey, Jim. Great to hear from you this morning, as always. And look forward to seeing you tonight on the Zumba Q. And have a wonderful Wednesday. And, have a great time there in Atlanta and Georgia. So there you go. Hey, let's see what Tim's up to. KI7 Zulu Echo India. What you got going on? Come ahead.
Yeah, a little cool and damp up here. I'm happy to assist Jim to keep his doubles partner, be his doubles partner and keep his reputation alive and well there. Thank you, Deer Lake. Here in Shoreline, just north of Seattle, yeah, it's a little cool and cloudy. Yesterday was a wasted day for me. I'm still working on cleaning my apartment up with all these boxes and stuff, and I didn't get much done, very frustrated with myself. I'm thinking of going out and getting maybe a stick or two of dynamite and just blowing the place up. No, I'm kidding about that. So it was 15 years ago. I just checked my news that there was a Coca-Cola strike here locally, Seattle area, and I guess all the Teamsters and five unions all together are fussing with Coke and possibly have a strike coming up as soon as tomorrow. So anyone who's out there wanting Coke products might want to go do a little shopping today before disaster occurs. I don't know all what's in the Coke product lineup, but they've got quite a few items, and yeah. So, I guess it was about 6 or 7 check-ins ago, there was the station I didn't catch the call that had the buzz, and I've heard that with numerous stations that have All-Star, and I'm not sure what it is. One of these days I'm going to find a station locally that's got that problem and offer to go over there and find out what the heck the problem is, because it's something to do with their proximity to their All-Star node, like when they move around or they turn a certain way or whatever. And I think it's a shortcoming in the All-Star setup. Maybe they're just not shielded or something, some kind of interference happening from movement and proximity. Kind of like a theremin. Yeah, like a theremin, only it's not that musical. Anyway, that's what's going on with me. I'm going to have a wonderful day once I get myself a little more motivated here. I was up till 2 o'clock in a conference call with China, and I'm feeling just a little trouble waking up today since I was up so late. KI7ZEI.
Hey, Tim. Great to hear from you this morning.
Node 4-7-3-3-9-0 connected to node 4-7-3-3-8.
The High Desert Pirate Radio, and the news from the High Desert is coming up next. So let it drop for a second, and we'll see what the headlines are. Okay, well, as you know, I just met you every day on the PSRG repeater in Seattle, Washington at 9 a.m., noon, and 9 p.m., and the next net coming up is going to be Jax Nooner, KI7, RMU, hosting that one. Don't forget the Zumba Q tonight at 6:30. Let's see. Don't forget the Simplex Net every Saturday night at 8 p.m., and the frequency is 146.56 megahertz. So don't forget that. 2 meters. There you go.
Radio Club at Tacoma, of course, has an open house every Saturday from 10 to 2. You can go out to their website and get the details on that one. Okay, now, here's all the fun stuff coming up. Let's see. May 18th, I'm going to try and put this in some semblance of order, but Mount St. Helens Day, May 18th, NoonNet is the 2000th NoonNet. So, hey, there are going to be some door prizes and all kinds of fun things, so go make sure you check in on the 18th on the NoonNet. So there you go, Mount St. Helens Net. Yeah, maybe it'll all blow up. No, I hope not. Never mind. I didn't say that, really. Okay, don't forget, coming up, May 16th through the 18th is the Oregon Trail Rally, which is partially in Goldendale, Washington, and partially in Duffer. And yes, it's Duffer. Don't try and pronounce it any other way. It's Duffer down here. The University Street Fair coming up May 17th and 18th. Let's see. The Folklife Festival is coming up. This is one of the coolest things Seattle does. It's May 23rd through the 26th, and that's always a fun time. And don't forget May 30th. Coming up is CPAC. That's down in Seaside, Oregon. It's the
Node 4733390 connected to Node 47338.
This Saturday is the PSRG picnic at Magnolia Park, and details on that are available online at psrg.org. So there you go. So, yeah, don't forget that, July 26th, and yes, yours truly will be there. At least that's the plan. So there you go. Let's see, what else is going on? Today is, by the way, National Receptionist Day, Decency Day, Dance Like a Chicken Day. How many people out there know how to do the chicken dance, by the way? Underground America Day, Third Shift Workers Day, and Buttermilk Biscuit Day. So have some biscuits and gravy for breakfast. I don't know. Anyway, that's the news from the High Desert. This is Kilo Delta 7 Papa Whiskey Bravo Dave, the High Desert Radio, and hey, Pirate Radio. And I am listening for more radio check-ins. Name and call sign, anybody, anywhere, anyhow. Come ahead.
Node 4. 7 3 3 0 0 7 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? Let me get a couple more check-ins. I'll be right back and find out. Hang on a minute. Yeah, let me write. Oh, it's legible. All right, next check-in, please.
W7JSM, John.
Good morning, John. Got you on the list. And next check-in, please.
W27H, this is James.
Node.
Good morning, James. Got you on the list. Next check-in.
Connected to node 4733.
Okay, hang on there. I got Cammy, R-A-B. There we go. That's the call sign. And before that was an IO KK7 station. Who was that?
Kilo Kilo 7 Echo X-Ray Romeo Lloyd, mobile IO.
Hi, Lloyd. Okay, I got you that time with your IO. Hey, you take care. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we will look forward to talking to you another time. And be safe out there. All right. Next check-in, please. Well, that gives us four check-ins for this round. So let's start back up to the top and see what Chris is up to. How's the family doing? KK7, Hotel Charlie Delta. Take it away.
Well, good morning, Dave, and everyone on the net. Hi to Sam and the cats down there. Hope you all are doing well, and thank you for running the net. Well, we had a fantastic concert last night. I should say the girls in the orchestra put on a wonderful performance. It was great to hear. And Doug and Karen, KK7BRS, and Karen came out to listen to it. It was fantastic to see them. It was very well done. Oh, what's next? We'll have rehearsals for chamber music later on tonight, and chamber music performance showcase later this month. So, and what else? I caught that I didn't miss the Rock and Mineral show at Magnuson Park. It's coming up this weekend. Or look at my watch here. Yeah, this weekend. I was poking around and noticed that the West Seattle Gem and Mineral Club had their show last month. Missed that one, but hopefully be able to make it down to Magnuson and catch the Seattle Gem and Mineral show. And then also noticed that Prineville has one. I'm sure you know about this one, but I think it's 4 days long, June 19th through 22nd, I believe, there in Prineville. That's impressive, 4 days. So anyhow, we're curious to hear your comments on that one and if you go to that one at all. All right, well, 73 to everyone out there. Thanks again for running the net, and we'll catch you later on down the road. This is KK7HCD.
Hey, Chris. Yes, we do go to that one, and they have field trips every day to go out and look for, like one day is they do several locations for petrified wood, and then another day they'll do field trips for thunder eggs, and another day they'll do field trips for agate. And it's I think it's like $10, and you can join all the different field trips you want. So there you go. It's really quite the production they put on, but they call it the Rock Hound Powwow. And it's basically that it is open to the public. You can just walk in, and it's just, it doesn't cost anything. So lots of fun, lots of vendors. It's a good time. And sometimes they have some live music and some, like, magic acts and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's lots of fun. I really enjoy it. We've been going to it every year we've been here. And this exception, I think Shelley's going to come down for it, KF7TDA. And Shelly and Joan, KJ7DZJ, just left. They were here last weekend. And so they'll be coming over for that, down and or over for that one. And, it's a hoot. It's really quite the production they put on. So highly recommend that if you can get down this way. And lots of fun. So anyway, hey. Great to hear from you. Best to the family. And, thanks for checking in. Say and I. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you later. All right, let's see what John's up to. W7JSM. Take it away.
Well, good morning, Dave and everybody. This is John, W7JSM. Not a lot. It's been raining here, and it's pretty wet outside. Ben and I were out a little while ago. And, I think that's kind of what we have in store for the day. I guess we'll see, though. Not a lot going on. Just been working on the intro to Brown Eyed Girl, and I've got it about halfway. It's kind of a new thing for me, doing the, the finger picking type thing there, just individual notes on strings. Chords I'm used to.
Node 4733390 connected to node 4733